You're listening to The Ground Floor on the Jefferson Exchange, where we talk with entrepreneurs, everything from startup stage through stable and growing businesses, and even some relatively new businesses in terms of business model. I'm your host, Cynthia Scherr, and my guests today are Margaret Sundin McCann and Stetson Wickers, and they are a mother-daughter team who own Everything Envy in Grants Pass. Everything Envy is an influencer business that showcases products primarily from Amazon, but they'll tell you more about that. And they have a website, and they are on all the socials. So welcome, Margaret and Stetson. Glad to have you.
Hi, Cynthia. It's so nice to be here with you.
Hello. We're so excited to chat with you today. Thanks for having us.
Great, great. Well, start off by just saying, you know, what gave you the idea to start Everything Envy?
I was the one who started the business back in 2016 as a home organizer. It's something that I just wanted to do for a long time. I used to help my friends get organized, so I thought it would make a good business model for myself. I ran the company alone for 2 years. I specialized in senior relocations, and I developed a nice framework for that. Stetson joined me in 2019 at the beginning. She also helped me develop the brand because I really didn't have a brand presence. It didn't look good. And she comes from her experience with design. And then we just carried on through the pandemic doing senior relocations. We were considered essential business, but it was really in 2021 that changed our business model from home organizers specializing in moves and luxury moves to what it is today.
Mm-hmm. And what gave you the idea to call it Everything Envy?
Yeah, we rebranded, in 2020?
I think
around that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we rebranded it out. It was actually just a name that we just stumbled upon after just spending an entire day, just you and I, really talking about our visions for the company, where it wanted to go. At this point, it was still going to be organizing, but we really wanted our brand to be something that could be anything and not be tied to something specific. We used to be the Clutter Bee, speaking specifically to clutter, and Everything Envy just really encompassed the opportunity of growth. And really being able to pivot and adjust our business of whatever we wanted to do in the future.
And so what did you know about the influencer business when you started? And I mean, started in 2021.
Yeah, that was just really something that we stumbled upon. I've always been obsessed with social media for some reason. Even when Instagram was new, there was no video, there was no nothing. It was really just photos. I don't even think stories were a thing when Instagram first launched. But I was telling her when she was doing her organizing business in 2019, hey, social media is going to be big. You really need to have your business online. I really feel like at some point, everyone is going to, instead of looking up a website, look up Instagram. So I've just always had a love for it. But in 2021, Reels launched on Instagram soon after TikTok launched in 2020. And I really just said, you know what? We had a small following, about 10,000 followers, which took a lot of work to get there. But I said, hey, video is a thing. I'm going to test it out. I'm going to post a video every single day and see what happens. And we started recording about our favorite organizing finds. And the very next video got, I think, over 1 million views and our followers exploded. So that's what really launched us into sort of the influencer world. We had no knowledge going in. We sort of stumbled across it, not even on purpose. And it sort of just grew from there.
And so, I mean, I presume that the way you get paid is through, you know, a commission on sales that come through your various channels or your various outlets. So Did you know that that was an income opportunity at the time, or was this kind of like driving supposedly?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I want to share a little story about that, because Stetson started sharing some affiliate links. We were at the time Container Store ambassadors, so we had some Container Store affiliate links to share. But what we found is people who were following our videos wanted to know what was behind the scenes of the video. So Stetson was sharing a few Amazon links as well, because she couldn't find the thing in the Container Store.
Uh-huh.
So when she presented something to me like, hey, mom, we've had this affiliate program that I really didn't know anything about. And I just started experimenting, sharing a few links. And this is what happened. So we started seeing some income revenue coming from those links. We decided, well, maybe if we go all in on this Amazon affiliate thing, it might turn into something. So that is how we started, just sharing a few links.
Yeah. So to answer your question, we weren't looking at it as an income opportunity, truthfully. We were like, we just want to grow our brand, grow our presence online. And, you know, views are you know, you, that's how you get your name out there. And so we really just sort of naturally stumbled upon it as our audience were asking for, where's that painting in the background? Where's, you know, your rings from? And we were in the Amazon influencer program for probably a year before we really dove into like, what even is this? Because we were seeing those small sales. And it kind of just grew from there. And we decided to pivot into exclusively being influencers, if you will. And
it was the end of 2021 where we've completely phased out having any clients at all for home organizing.
Yeah.
So at the very beginning, we had made the decision in the beginning of 2022, we were going to consider ourselves influencers and no longer home organizers. And that's how we started our year. We just made the decision to end the other business model and begin with a new one fresh that year.
Yeah. So the primary income of our business now is affiliate marketing through Amazon.
So I noticed you have 1.3 million followers on Instagram alone. What's the main way that people find you?
I would say Instagram. That's our main platform. We do all social medias, Pinterest, TikTok, Facebook, Amazon's even its own social media.
Right.
So yeah, primarily people will discover our videos on Instagram. We really have a global audience all over the world. They find us simply by searching, or they'll get a recommendation either through an ad that we run or just seeing on their For You page.
And so, you know, I'm curious, like, what are they searching for when they stumble across you, and who is your customer?
Yeah, I mean, our customer is really that mom, that like woman who really loves a trendy home, right? She's constantly looking at new gadgets, new ways that she can not only decorate her home, but restyle it, reorganize it. So it's really for that on-the-go mom that loves a trendy home. That kind of goes hand in hand with everything envy. Do you want to elaborate?
Yeah, we feel like it's the bougie mom, like the one that wants to bring the really cute cupcakes to the party and have the memorable thing. She's the one that goes to the gyms, like she'll get her nails done. And she is the one who wants to have all the gadgets, all the stuff that will just be the envy of her friends as well, which kind of ties into our name anyway. And it's she is just the gal that we feel like it's a combination of the two of us together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like when you reorganize your pantry personally and then you want to show it off to all your friends. You're like, okay, look, come over. I organize my pantry. You have to see, right? So that kind of goes hand in hand of like our main audience. But yeah, she's that mom. She's the bougie mom.
She's the bougie mom.
Well, I got to say, when I looked at the video, at a lot of the videos and the pictures on your website, I'm like, my pantry does not look like that. And I had a little envy myself.
Yeah. So. But to answer your question, I mean, a lot of our customers are maybe looking up ways to organize their house, organize their home, style their home, and really just looking at the gadgets. Or even around holidays, we do a lot of like recommendations on maybe you're doing a Valentine's Day party, or maybe you're looking for something to buy your kids for, you know, Christmas or birthdays. So we really try and hit everything that they might be searching for. So there's always a way that they can find us.
Yeah, or maybe you want to have that bougie football party at your house for Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Right. Or the big game, in case we can't say that. Maybe you want to have a special party for yourself at home for big game day.
Mm-hmm. Got it. So you're listening to The Ground Floor on the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Cynthia Scherr, and my guests today are Margaret Sundin McCann and Stetson Wickers, who are the owners, mother-daughter owners of Everything Envy, based in Grants Pass. So how do you decide what kind of content to create around a product? Is there, you know, you have all these different ways of promoting it. Do you have a filter that, you know, a filter for your decision making? Like, oh, you know, things for organizing, this is where the Facebook moms go, or anything like that?
Yeah, I think it comes with a natural obsession with social media, which is what I have, and just naturally wanting to be a shopaholic in a way, if you will. I'm constantly searching online, watching other influencers, pulling inspo from like our personal lives, and also just what's recommended to me on not only Amazon, but all stores. Like, we really dive into the research, but we like to really look at, you know, where our audience is right now. You know, we're heading to like spring break, so we always like to do content early. Like, what is our customer shopping for? So that way we can meet them ahead of their needs of when they're actually going to need to buy that that product. So it's really a lot of research, obsession, and just trying out different products. And we like to look at it as like, of course, what's useful. We never do a product or a video about anything we wouldn't personally use or we wouldn't personally love. But we're also looking for that wow factor of like, wait, I didn't know a heated butter knife was a thing. This solves my problem of having to cut hard butter, right? So we're constantly looking for those like viral moments as well.
Excellent. So give us a little example of like what has elicited the like best response so far from your content? What just like blew it out of the park that surprised you?
Yeah, there was recently just what comes to mind was a heated desk warmer for your hand. It's a small gadget. It folds up very small. But say you're one of those girls, you're working from your home, your hands are always cold, especially in the winter. It's this little gadget that pops up that you just place over where you're going to use your mouse and it will keep your hands warm. This was like by far, I wasn't expecting it to go super viral, but it did. And another one that recently did very well is this over the stove rack, where it's this bamboo storage organizer that you can just place directly over your stove that adds not only storage on the top, but on the side.
Yeah, it's crazy what we find and what people really hold on to. Like, this is something nobody ever saw before, including us. But that's what really draws that wow factor is when we find these things, and even I'm surprised sometimes. I'll watch our own videos and I will find like the hand warmer. I was totally blown away by that one personally.
Yeah, but it's really looking at like what our ideal customer, those problems that they have or those solutions that they maybe didn't even know that they were looking for until they find our page and see the products. And then it just solves that problem or levels up their home.
I have to say, I saw that on your Instagram and I was like, seriously, I can like get a little gadget so my always freezing hands are not always freezing?
I was just, also a
who knew such a thing existed?
There's one for the feet too. There's one for your feet if you have cold feet.
Amazing. Amazing. So what do you think is next in the influencer realm? What are the trends right now?
Oh, that's such a good question. I think trends are constantly changing, truthfully. And I do think it depends on what platform you're on. Like the primary aesthetic and like brand of Everything Envy is really clean. It's organized. It's aesthetic, especially on our Instagram, because that's our main platform. But it's totally different on TikTok. It's more organic. It's more real. It's more unfiltered. So I think it really depends on what platform, you know, you're kind of diving into. But there's just social media is changing all the time. It's so hard to know. We're just constantly shifting, doing our research, trying to as much as possible stay ahead of the times. But with, you know, where the world is going, AI is interesting. We're just constantly looking at how we can pivot, grow, and continue to make the best content possible.
And I feel like the trends too, like that's the primary topic when we have our team meetings. It's like, what is trending this week? Mm-hmm. Because they're ever changing.
Yeah.
And also what's trending coming up way in advance. Like I already ordered for Easter.
Uh-huh.
And
right,
it's not even, you know, coming up that
soon.
There
are pros and cons to that ordering too, because Valentine's Day is Saturday? And it doesn't even feel like it because we've already talked about it. We've already had, you know, table setups here.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's a Christmas in July phenomenon when you're in retail, right?
Exactly.
Right.
So unfortunately, that's how our life is. Yeah. We set up our Christmas tree in October.
Right. Exactly. So this podcast reaches those in Southern Oregon in the JPR listening area. What are some of the advantages or disadvantages of running your company in Southern Oregon from Grants Pass?
I feel like what's good for us or what the positive is our family is here. Our entire family is here. My kids are raising their kids, you know, here in Southern Oregon, and extended family is all here. So it's nice to be in our home community that we love and to be able to build a business in the same community that we appreciate so much.
Mm-hmm. Great. Great. Well, it certainly is a beautiful area to live, as anybody who is listening to this would probably validate.
Yeah, it's so beautiful here. It's so relaxing. Like we have the opportunity to travel quite a bit and do different trips with brands. But whenever we come back here, we're like, we can just take a deep breath because there's minimal traffic. It's just, it's a lot more relaxed here, which is really just like the best place to like have your home base.
Definitely. And Stetson, well, I homeschooled all three of my kids all the way through like into their college years. And it's nice to see like my oldest daughter is now homeschooling her children. Stetson maybe will do the same with her little guy. But it is a nice place to come home to, even if it's freezing fog. But when we come home and then, like you said, we have no traffic. Everybody is really nice here. Everybody knows everyone, that small hometown community. is just something that we treasure. And we know that not everybody has that. So we're so grateful. We never take that for granted, the tight-knit community that we have and all the friends that we have here.
Right. Well, thank you so much for explaining your business model and how you started your business in Grants Pass. Thank you so much, Margaret and Stetson, for being on the show and taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you so much. This was great.
Yes, thank you, Cynthia. Thanks so much.
You've been listening to The Ground Floor on the Jefferson Exchange.